You're listening to episode 107 of the FitsPro podcast, and today was actually inspired by one of my old Instagram posts, which is my 10 go-to exercises, and that is specifically for a kind of traditional strength anti-hypertrophy-based program. So that's what this episode is going to be about. If you are a trainer and or a trainee, this will help you develop your 10 go-to exercises, whether that is for your own programming or for on-the-fly workouts. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. Let us begin today's episode by thanking me for bringing this podcast to you and for thanking you for giving me the time of day. You guys are seriously the best. Whenever anybody reviews the podcast or DMs me that they found me through the podcast, I am still amazed that people even listen to me. So the gratitude is real. Thank you for being here. If you are here for the more business side of things and you are a fitness professional, then you will want to go ahead and join my free on-demand workshop. You can watch it anytime. It is called Your Biz Your Way, 3 steps to build a profitable online health and fitness business. And you can find that easily at anniemiller.co/workshop-register. And if you didn't get that, it is in the show notes. So it will be where you need it. And while you are on the site, if you do head there, or if you don't head there, but you would like all of the free things that I offer, go to anniemiller.co/resources, and you can find all of the goodies. And that's for trainers, for trainees, for coaches, entrepreneurs. All of my free resources are there in one place for you. Now, we are getting fitnessy today with my 10 go-to exercises for strength and hypertrophy specifically. Most people have their go-to 10 exercises even though they haven't directly identified them. So it will be pretty easy for you, I would assume, to come up with these 10 exercises. We all have our preferences. We all have exercises that tend to work for us, and that's where we get these from. So these are the exercises that will likely be the most bang for your buck, plus exercises that, like I mentioned, you enjoy and tend to work well for you. And yes, people do absolutely have preferences, and their body adapts to different exercises compared to someone else. That is natural. That is normal. So why would we identify these? Why would we identify our top 10 go-to exercises? And that is for the entire body. Especially when it comes to intuitive lifting or lifting on the fly, it's super nice to have these go-to exercises kind of in your back pocket. When I traveled the world for a year, so if you don't know, my husband Nate, we have clocked in over 500 days living abroad around the world. When we traveled consistently for a full year, it was really easy to throw together workouts when we did finally get access to a gym membership or we did a drop-in somewhere, because I know my go-to exercises. So coming up with a workout that isn't from a pre-made program becomes a lot easier when you identify these 10 exercises. Here they are in short, and then I will go down the list and break down why I have chosen each one of these as opposed to other potential exercises that I could have chose from. So you're going to get the logic behind the 10 exercises. Also, I do, like I mentioned in the intro, have this in an old Instagram post if you really want to go digging, but I'll also tell you here where each of the videos from Instagram was taken, because they were filmed around the world. So if you don't happen to go searching for the post on Instagram, I will also inform you here. First up is the front squat, and these are going to be separated into lower body first and then upper body. So front squat, and if you don't find the video that was from Chiang Mai, Thailand, sumo deadlifts was filmed in Budapest, hip thrusts was filmed in Arequipa, Peru, Bulgarian split squats was filmed in Budapest as well. Beast Dance Romanian deadlift was filmed in Santiago, Chile. Bench press or push-ups, depending if you have weight or don't have weight. I could not find my Vietnam bench press that I had, so I used my one from Peru. And then strict press was actually filmed at home in Vancouver, Washington. Pull-ups, which was filmed in Bruges, Belgium. Seated row was filmed in Chiang Mai. I also could possibly use inverted row there, but we'll get into why I chose seated row later. And then, of course, farmer carries, obviously. And I did not have a video of these on Instagram because I could not fit it in as many videos or slots that it allowed. So, if available, also high box lateral step ups or pull up machine step downs would be added to this list as like a bonus. But if you have never done pull-up machine step-downs, you're seriously missing out. Look them up. They are fantastic for single leg work and not having the balance aspect of box step-ups. Anywho, hopefully you can see for the most part that these are based around the five mother lords of movement, which is push, pull, squat, hinge, and carry. Within those top 10 are then your unilateral versions of those exercises. So single arm and single leg variations of those, which are also game for your top 10 exercises. Starting off at the top with front squats. I chose front squats over back squats because I can personally get more out of front squats than back squats. I get larger range of motion due to the upright chest. The pillar strength demand is intensified when compared to back squats. And if my low back is irritated at all or I'm short on time, front squats are just a more comfortable option for me, my anatomy, my injury history, all of the above. And they light up my quads and my glutes. I feel them more than my personal back squat stance. And where I have the bar, I tend to high bar squat. So really my high bar back squat and my front squat don't look that different, but it's enough for me to notice on a physical level personally. So if you like back squats, cool, choose those. If you want to choose a different squatting variation, go for it. But front squats are my choice just because I feel like they're more bang for my buck when compared to back squats. You also notice that I opted for sumo deadlifts over conventional deadlifts. I highly enjoy both variations of deadlifts. This is very close for me, but sumos are my preference, especially while traveling. I enjoy the mobility piece of them, right? They demand that mobility piece. That's the only thing missing in conventional for me, though I feel anatomically that I fit both of these positions very nicely. Some people will have a large draw towards conventional or sumo deadlifts based on their body's natural anatomical makeup and their ability to get into the setup position for each of these lifts. And again, that's totally fine and absolutely normal. So my choice for kind of my hinge was the sumo deadlift. And again, that can be less of a hinge and a bit more quad dominant than obviously the extremely posterior chain dominant conventional deadlift. Next up is the hip thrust. I just love a good hip thrust. If you want to build your glutes in the most time efficient way possible, you should likely be thrusting. I won't say you have to thrust, but it is a huge bang for your buck when it comes to choosing exercises for building the glutes. And if we're looking at overall time efficiency and equipment efficiency, hip thrusts also work really well when supersetting them with an exercise for efficiency and space. You can use the same bar that you're using for deadlifts for hip thrusts or, you know, RDLs and hip thrusts. It depends on the load that you're using, of course, Or you can also, if you're hip thrusting using your back on a bench, you can then use that bench for, you know, Bulgarian split squats or step ups. So the setup of a hip thrust welcomes supersets with other exercises using the same equipment, which especially when traveling or just being courteous of other people in the gym and the space that you're using, or if you're working out at home, being efficient with the equipment that you have, right? So hip thrusts are just an overall win for me. And speaking of, one of my all-time, if not my all-time, favorite exercises is the Bulgarian split squat, aka the rear foot elevated split squat, aka the back foot elevated split squat, RFESS or BFESS. If you have seen either of those, that is what they are referring to. So you get it. This is my absolute, without a doubt, go-to single leg exercise for me personally. And Lord knows if you have ever been in Built by Annie, you have done these. I can load the shit out of a back foot elevated split squat and absolutely destroy my quads and glutes, regardless of if I have access to literally anything else when it comes to equipment. These are a different devil. You get an oxidative response, muscle fatigue, deep range of motion, all in one, which is the worst, but also like the best, you know? And I mean, I love destroying my legs. Lower body is definitely my favorite area to really push. And again, I just don't know if there's a better exercise for me personally than the back foot elevated split squat. For a lot of people, I would put step ups here or some type of step up for a single leg, kind of full hip and knee dominant or equal exercise. Last up for lower body is specifically the B stance RDL, the B stance Romanian deadlift with dumbbells. I also love a true single leg RDL. I would choose a Nordic ham curl, but the availability of that is just not ideal. It is very hard to find equipment to do it effectively, and I wanted a hamstring bias at the lengthening end range, which we get with the RDL. I chose B stance over single leg because the B stance takes out that demand for balance, and I can load the B stance with more weight than I can the single leg variation. And I chose a, you know, one single leg bias with the B stance over just a traditional RDL, a bilateral RDL, because I wanted to get some single leg work in there. Moving to upper body, bench press and strict press. Of course, so that's bench press is your horizontal pressing. Overhead press is the vertical pressing. These are your staple and timeless horizontal and vertical pressing patterns. I chose barbell variations of both simply for simplicity and bang for your buck, but using dumbbell variations of either of these would absolutely do the trick as well. You're getting in horizontal pressing and vertical pressing. Again, I said earlier on too, you could use a push-up for in place of a bench press as well. One is open chain and one is closed chain, but you are getting vertical pressing either way. Next up is pull-ups, but actually chin-ups if I had to edit this list, because I like the bicep bias more with the chin-ups than the pull-ups. If you want to work literally your entire back and part of your front and your arms, do pull-up variations in general, assisted or not. They are the absolute king of vertical pulling. And getting stronger in pulling exercises can actually strengthen your pressing exercises as well. So there's that. Make sure you're doing some kind of pull-up. Okay, seated row is my horizontal pulling. I mentioned earlier that you could totally do a barbell inverted row for horizontal pulling as well, but I just have a special love for the control and the neutral grip ability that comes with the seated row. It's one of the first exercises when I was probably 18 or 19, like getting kind of serious about lifting and not just going through the motions, but concentrating on the muscles that I was using and building mind-muscle connection and things like this, seated row was one of those first exercises for me. So it holds a special place in my heart, and I choose it because of the, I guess, versatility of it when compared to a barbell inverted row. You could choose a variety of horizontal pulling exercises here. Last but certainly not least is the farmer carry. Straight up, grab two big ass kettlebells and just start walking. I love them. I love carries so much and they are so underrated. I do feel like they're starting to get the publicity and popularity that they deserve. The cardio demand of carries never ceases to amaze me. You get your pillar work in and your grip strength in one, as well as some cardio. They're simply the best. Carries are unmatched. Those are my personal top 10 go-to exercises for structured programming or lifting on the fly. From your go-to exercises, you should be able to throw together an efficient upper body, lower body, or full body training session and enjoy doing it, which is the point after all, right? Enjoy what you're doing and get results. Depending on your season of life, you are likely not throwing together every workout, hopefully. I have certainly been there, but it can be beneficial to just know your 10 or so go-to exercises and understand why you're choosing those exercises. What are your favorite compound movements that work well for you, for your body, for your goals, for your preferences? And what larger accessory pieces do you feel plus enjoy the most? Take it back to my seated rows and my Bulgarian split squats, right? Figure that out and you have your top 10. That wraps up this quick little episode. I hope you enjoyed it. As usual, I am super grateful for the sponsor of this podcast. You guys already know it is Legion Athletics. They are the number one brand of all natural sport supplements in the world for a reason. They have 100% formula transparency, meaning you can see all of the ingredients, the reason for the ingredients, and the reason for the doses, which are all backed by science. If you are skeptical, I get it. They have a 100% money-back guarantee and free shipping, so you have no excuse. Supplements are a luxury, absolutely. If you aren't sleeping enough, aren't getting in your main macronutrients, supplements probably aren't going to do much for you. But if you've got some gaps that you would like to fill, if you need help getting in more protein, check out Legion. They are my absolute favorite supplement company. So go to buylegion.com and use code Annie at checkout, and that will save you 20% off your first order. Or if you are an existing customer, you will get double Legion reward points. Excuse me. And finally, if you do love this episode, if you love the FitzPro podcast, please help a girl out. Go to iTunes, give the show 5 stars, leave a written review. I appreciate it so much, you guys. You are the microphone for this podcast, so you help me get in front of people who otherwise would not be able to find me. I do, from the reviews, choose a listener of the week and then a listener of the month. And that winner, the listener of the month, receives 50% off any non-membership program that I offer, plus a freebie from Frey Skincare, which is the skincare line I have used exclusively for the past 3 years. You can use code FDBA to save with them as well. And if you're not on my main mailing list, make sure that you are, because for Annie's Daily Dose and Annie's Weekly Wrap, I send out exclusive podcast listener discounts that nobody else gets. So if you're not on my main mailing list, what are you doing? Go to anniemiller.co/news and sign up. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitzPro podcast.